Jeff Blankman joined here today by Eric McCullough, of course, the head football coach with the ESAC Raiders as they come off a really nice 13-12 last-second victory against OABCIG last week to move to 1-1 on the season. They'll head over to 1-1 Missouri Valley coming up on Friday night. And, Coach, appreciate you joining us here today. And, again, congratulations on that one last week.
Thank you, Jeff. You know, and that we heard a lot of positive things for the weekend. And all I just keep saying is, I mean, we have a really special group of seniors. And Friday night, the boys really played as a team. And it was just a great atmosphere with the crowd we had. And when you can play, and it was just a good ball game between two, you know, I don't know if it's a rival, but definitely two close teams that know each other on both sides.
And, you know, you and I were chatting before the season. You know, you felt like you had a chance this year to get off to a pretty good start. You could be sitting 2-0, just a, you know, a couple of plays here or there in that season opener against IKM Manning, and you guys could be 2-0 going into this game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's the thing, you know, yeah, you do. You celebrate your win Friday, but then, yeah, as a coach, you kind of start thinking, it's like, ah, dang, the week before, if we – had done one little thing right here or there, you know, we could be sitting 2-0, but 1-1 is still good. And to have a chance to beat a really quality team in OABCIG, I mean, that says a lot for our kids. Little confidence boosters. We kind of get ready for this next game before we start district play.
We talked a lot about the secondary last week. We're going to talk a little bit about them again today. 8 interceptions through the first 2 games this year, averaging 4 picks a game. Had 5, I think, the other night in that win, and 4 of the first 5 possessions you guys created turnovers. What stood out for you, and how good can this secondary be as this season goes on?
You know, Jeff, that's one thing. And I talked about this kind of at the beginning of the year. I thought defense would kind of be the thing we'd hang our hat on a little bit. Just because of the experience we brought back and the kids that we have in certain spots. And really, we can kind of change. And I, you know, I talked about this with the team Saturday morning. We did film that we do talk about our D-backs and our coverages. My assistant coach has done a great job on getting the kids coached up in the right position and running our coverages and be able to change coverages a little bit, you know, because just to mess with some high school quarterbacks a little bit. You know, and OABCIG likes to throw, so you know they're learning to read coverages, so we want to try and change things up and change a little bit. But I guess what I'm getting at is we rotate about 6 guys in that defensive line, and they were doing a good job, heck of a job, because we just sent 3 guys most of the night. Once in a while, we blitz an outside backer, put some pressure on, but those 3 guys up front really put a lot of pressure on, and between those 3 guys and our 2 inside linebackers, you know, we took that runaway. And that was big too, which made them try and force the field a little bit. And then that put our D-backs in a great position to make plays and make picks. And that's where it takes a whole team effort, you know, to be able to accomplish all that and everybody doing their job, and holding their responsibilities. And when we watched film on OABCIG against Estherville, we just knew that what they wanted to do was go long. And we got the guys to trust us and just don't give them the deep ball, give up the short stuff, rally to it, make them earn it the whole way, and mistakes will happen. And we were able to capitalize on that.
One other weapon we haven't talked a whole lot about, Luke Wright, the 5 of 5 on field goals so far this year. A 42-yarder is his long, but a 37, and then the game-winning 35-yarder the other night. Sounded like he was kicking with a lot of confidence as well.
He was, Jeff, you know, and that changes a little thing as a head coach. When you know you have that weapon, you get down there in the red zone or inside the 30-yard line, and you know you got that. It kind of changes your play calls, that you can maybe take shots early and then know you can still come back and take a chance for those 3 points. We're not leaving points on the board, which I think is a big difference from the last couple of years. And Luke has always had a pretty decent leg, but this year his accuracy has been really on. In practice, and that's where we felt comfortable enough to do that. And when we got in that last part of the game, you know, we made that big play between that double pass, which the kids came up with. You know, one of those things that, as a head coach, not proud of it. You know, something we just hadn't really practiced. You hope you're never in that situation and everything else you're trying to cover. And we called that timeout, and the kids like, can we run it? And I said, you know what, let's do it. And they made a play. A couple of those kids made huge plays. And we called timeout, and I asked Luke where he wanted it. He said middle of the field, and everybody was on board, and everybody had confidence in Luke, and they said they were going to do their job up front, And I think that says a lot about our boys.
Coach, your defense giving up just 13.5 points per game. You're going to be taking on a team in Missouri Valley, the Big Reds, that come in. They're averaging about 27.5. They're 1-1, beat Maple Valley, Anthonoto, Charter Oak, Ute, and then lost to Loma. So actually, they're actually only averaging about 17, 18 points per game. So that kind of fits you guys a little bit defensively. What have you seen from them on offense?
You know, they want to sit in an I back, and sometimes just a traditional I back with a slot one side and a split the other, and then they have maybe a twin set. And then what we saw a lot of against Maple Valley is they kind of offset line, I guess I want to say, but it's like two tight ends right next to each other. So it was like center, guard, tackle, tight end. And they started running pretty heavy to that side, and then when Maple Valley kind of adjusted to that, then they started running back weak side, and they just kind of want to run the ball. They don't want to throw it a lot. That's definitely not their style. They want to try and just hand it to the halfback. I mean, the fullback, looking through the stats, I think the one only has like 5 carries for 6 yards or something like that. But the halfback, that tailback set, he's the one they want to try and get that ball to. And they have decent size up front, but most of it's just straight ahead, pull backside guard. So it's going to be different for our defense, you know, and that's one thing we try to do this week. When you come off a week against OABCIG where you're 4 wide, 5 wide, that guy's running all over the place on crossing routes and deep routes. And now our focus needs to come in that we're trying to take that run game away and making our reads and filling on the run game. I think our kids are up for the challenge. You know, we make some adjustments on the defensive side, just more alignment type things and making sure we're getting our reads.
Coach, you mentioned the Hanson kid, 55 carries, 224 yards, 3 of their 4 rushing touchdowns. Doesn't look like he's had any kind of a big long run, as long as touchdown run anyway is 9 yards. Is he more of a physical back, or does he have that ability to get in space and create some problems?
You know, what we've seen on film and stuff is he's not that big bruiser that Missouri Valley's had in the past, but he's got some decent speed and he gets outside. I think they're still just trying to find their identity a little bit as far as getting control up front. And most of his decent size runs or big runs have been on some kind of option read type fake to the fullback and then the quarterback pitching it outside. So I don't want to say it's a real true option type look, but it's definitely something that you have to defensively do your responsibilities or they're going to take advantage of you and get you outside on you.
As far as their defense, they're giving up about 27.5 points per game. What do you anticipate them trying to do to slow down you guys?
You know, they look to sit in a 4-4 with like a cover 3 over top. They give a little bit of ground. And, you know, if I was going to be playing us after watching the OABCIG game, I'd try and take away that outside run. I mean, that's where we had success. And we had to try and work on some things this week to counter that. You know, and I think maybe we can get a little bit more of our pass game going a little bit as we continue. Our guys up front get a little more comfortable with the protection and making sure we're giving Tate some time to find his receivers and make some plays. And we just want to make sure we're trying to attack where we can and have some success and continue to put some points on the board.
What have you seen from your offense so far? You guys look more balanced this year than maybe in past years.
Yeah, you know, we think we got a decent set of receivers, and Tate's done a good job of kind of reading and making plays. He's done, you know, still kind of learning that pocket pressure a little bit, but it just takes time. You know, when you try and do it in practice and you're going against young kids and your scout team and then you throw Friday night, and the speed's just different. And we just need to continue to give him some support and teach him and to be calm and make plays. We've been rolling him out quite a bit, and he does a good job of using his feet. I think that's definitely a weapon for us that we have to try and continue to use and just try and find our playmakers, give him the ball in some open space. We got quite a few guys that have made some plays. We need to continue to get our running game going a little bit, and that continues. You know, it's just every week seems like we've had a little bit different defense we've had to go against, and being young and part of our offensive line throws some question marks once in a while to our kids, and we just need to continue to give them some reps try and prepare them the best we can so they know the situation and what they need to do.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all of the time here today. Wish you the best of luck coming up on the road Friday, and then I know the guys are going to be chomping at the bit to get a chance to talk to you coming up after the game.
You bet, Jeff. You know, and that was a lot of fun talking to Jim Friday night. We continue, you guys, you know, enjoy you guys' support during the week and the weekends and stuff. And it's just crazy to think we're in week three already.
Yeah, it is hard to believe. We'll be a third of the way, actually about 3/8 of the way, so almost 40% of the way done with the season after this coming Friday night with the regular season anyway. Coach, appreciate you joining us. As all, best of luck.
You bet. Thanks, Jeff.
Head coach Eric McCullough again with the ESAC Raiders. Again, they take on Missouri Valley coming up on Friday night.